dealing with questions in a talk.
Okay, I'd be happy to answer any questions you may have about conflicts. Anyone? Yes, what would you like to know?
Could you tell us how you first became interested in counselling?
That's a good question. For most people, there's a story behind the job. I used to be class representative and was once involved in sorting out a serious conflict between a teacher and a group of students. It was difficult, but very rewarding. My experience made me wonder in which jobs I could use my skills. Yes.
I was wondering if you could tell me how much you charge for one of your sessions.
I'm afraid I can't answer that in general, but if you send me an email about the kind of conflict and how many people are involved, I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
Could you tell us about the law on solving conflicts? Is it legal to take things into one's own hands?
That's an important point. Violations of the law are violations of the law anywhere and should be referred to the police. But many minor conflicts can be resolved by ordinary citizens in a responsible way.
Where's the best place to learn about conflict solving?
Well, it depends what you need it for. If you're looking for conflict solving in general, there are courses offered in community colleges for free. As for other places, if you're interested, I could find out for you.
Do you think that anyone can be good at conflict solving?
All I can say is that you may not be a born peacemaker, but you will definitely benefit from trying.
So, where is the best place to start trying?
To be honest, I don't know the answer to that. If I were you, I'd just keep my eyes open and try to be a responsible citizen whenever I see a critical situation.